Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Valley home buyers know it all too well that a hot housing market is not guaranteed to be permanent. KJZZ's Paige Phelps reports that while job numbers and housing starts are currently skyrocketing, there are signs a perfect storm is brewing on the economic horizon.
Arizona's last jobs report featured an unemployment rate at 4.7%, a strong number buoyed by the construction sector, which added 2,500 construction jobs in May alone. That's a 9.1% construction employment year-to-year change. Tina Tambor is a real estate analyst with the Cromford Report.
We're looking at residential permits for single family are up 11%. And of course, those are just permits. That's not counting what's already been built.
The sector's growth seems rosy, but there's trouble ahead. The Trump administration's tariffs have put Canadian lumber, aluminum, and steel all in the line of fire, materials vital to the construction industry. Jim Belfiore runs Belfiore Real Estate Consulting, a market research firm.
Whether it's soft lumber, or it's manufactured goods, hardware for sinks, you know, quartz countertop. It really doesn't matter. If we're importing the goods, the cost is going to go up, and I would anticipate housing prices to respond accordingly.
Add to that sweeping enforcement of immigration policy and a lack of skilled workers, it's taken its toll. Belfiore says a lack of able bodies on the job site has been a top concern for years. And that's not just for new homes, but remodeling older ones, too.
At the end of the day, what it means is raising the wages of people in those trades. So if you're a roofer today, you should feel really great about the likelihood of you getting a raise tomorrow, because builders need you today, but they're going to need you a lot more in the future.
So even if you're not in the market for a new build, if you're living within four walls, Belfiore says you still better pay attention.
Whether it's a resale house or a new house, it really doesn't matter. You're going to get sort of a double whammy if you're a home buyer. You're going to pay a higher price for the same house that you would have purchased before.
In terms of builders, are they worried about manpower? Are they worried about tariffs? Tina Tambor again.
I think they're worried about both manpower and tariffs. I mean, the cost of construction has been going up already before the tariffs came along. We've gone through a long period of time without building very much, either on multifamily or single family. So there's a lot of pent-up demand for supply, which we just don't have right now. So I don't think it's going to be very good to have both an increase in labor costs and an increase in tariffs for the housing industry. I think that builders are going to be forced to make some decisions.
And there's one more factor house hunters are going to have to take into consideration.
As I mentioned, today we took another step in gradually scaling back monetary policy accommodation.
That was Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announcing an interest rate hike of 0.25%. And while not directly attached to mortgages, this announcement, says Belfiore,
that will drive up monthly payments.
But there is an interesting twist here. Despite these three big factors, interest rates, tariffs, and lack of skilled workers, any of which on their own could dampen a hot market, Tambor and Belfiore say there are no signs that the industry is slowing down, at least not when it comes to price. Not yet, anyway. And that includes momentum for house hunters. Natalie Andrews is one of those eager buyers. The music teacher and her partner just put down an offer on what could be their first home. During the home inspection, the news was, well, it could have gone better.
I think mold is the deal breaker for me. Like, that's kind of, like, I think everything else feels manageable.
She hasn't yet decided if this particular house is the one, but Andrew says she's well aware of rising home prices and limited inventory, and it's one of the reasons they decided to jump into the market now.
We know we want to buy. Like, let's just go ahead and start looking, because we don't know if there's going to be good houses available, you know, centrally located in just a couple of years. You can feel the rush when you're looking.
Tambor says Andrews is right on target, and many, many more home buyers might soon catch on to this idea.
So we may see a boost in demand for new homes from people who may have been sitting on the fence.
The bottom line, whether you're hoping to buy or just knock down that kitchen wall, if you really want that open concept living room, better brace yourself. When this housing market tells you to jump, at least for this moment, you better be ready to ask, how high? Paige Phelps, KJZZ News, Phoenix.